Robert Morris. Welcome to a brand new episode of Fishworks News with Ryan and Charles. I am Ryan Jacoby.
And I'm Charles Stockout. Today we have guest
Logan Carney.
Woohoo! And we just want to thank our sponsor before we start today, Rooftop Parties. So before finals week comes up and before Super Saturday hits, please do go onto a rooftop, throw a party. What this rooftop entails, I don't know. Maybe your neighborhood, a school campus. Who knows? I suggest a flat rooftop, though. I mean, I assume one of the ones with the triangles not going to work as well.
Yeah. Yeah, go to a flat rooftop.
Yeah, flat rooftop, so that's probably going to be on top of like a gym or something like that.
Or a porch.
Yeah.
Does that count?
A porch roof? Yeah, a porch roof counts.
Yeah, a porch roof counts.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Just the slant. I don't know. I mean, I think like, you know, you dance too much, you slip on like some awning and then just fall.
Have you been to Nashville?
No.
There's a street down there called Broadway. It's just a bunch of bars.
Yeah.
A lot of them have rooftop bars too.
Okay.
They have three. There's one bar called Tootsie's.
Oh my god.
Three different music groups on three different floors.
Oh, that is fantastic,
well,
Logan.
Just go to Nashville then. Have a rooftop party.
Yeah.
Or just go to a bar. I guess most bars probably have a rooftop.
Yeah.
This is Nashville. This is Pittsburgh, right?
It doesn't matter. Just go to Nashville. Pay a ticket. Why not?
Yep, and have a rooftop party somewhere nearby.
It relates somehow.
Yeah.
Music.
Yeah.
Stuff. Speaking of music, we're going to talk about the Wildcrats live. What are the Wildcrats? Is this a kid show?
I don't know, to be honest.
You don't do your reach. Come on, you are a journalist.
Yeah. I know. That's very. It's very.
Show, man?
I'm sorry, I put this thing together in the middle of my comms theory class.
The Wildcrats is a TV show that follows the adventures of animated versions of brothers Chris and Martin Kratt, hosts of such educational shows such as Kratt's Creatures and Zoo Boom-a-Foo.
Yes.
In the show, the animated Kratts encounter wild animals during stories of adventures and mystery.
It's a kid show.
Yeah.
But, hey,
yeah.
If you got kids, it's okay.
Yeah.
Wildcrats Live is coming to you at the Benenham Center. Tell them about that.
Yes, is April 14th, is from 1 to 2:30 p.m., and yeah, it's at the Benham Center, like Charles said, Penn Ave and 7th Street, it's at downtown Pittsburgh. While the brothers activate some fan-favorite creature power suits, Zach and his Zach bots steal one of the Wildcrats team's most important inventions. Suddenly, they are off to the creature rescue. Through hilarious pratfalls, and amazing animal wow facts, the real-life Kratt Brothers provide a fun-filled creature adventure for the entire family.
So what I'm hearing is you're going to buy some tickets. I want to go.
Yes, all right.
And I want candy, too.
Yes. Charles, I will buy you a ticket.
No, if I'm going, you're going.
Yes.
I'm not going alone.
Yes.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
All right,
all three of us will go see the Wildcrats. All
right, good. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I never got to see the Wiggles live, so... Feel like the Wildcrats is the next best thing.
Teletubbies live.
Yeah.
The Teletubbies had a live show?
Yeah, they used to. I don't know if they still do.
That's weird. How do they have their like baby in the sun? Do they just have someone sitting up on top of stage just in like a sunsuit the whole time?
I didn't see it.
Fine, whatever. I guess, but since we missed Teletubbies, Wiggles, and Sesame Street live, we gotta see the Wildcrats live.
I'm pretty sure there's a Blue's Clues live too.
Alright, see Blue's Clues live. Blue's Clues is probably my favorite picture.
It's not the same without Steve.
Wait, yeah, the OG Steve.
Did you see John Cena applied for the role of the new Steve?
Oh, he actually did? Oh my goodness.
He went and auditioned for it.
I don't see why not. I mean, he's up and coming. Being Land a Kid show, I mean, kids love him. He always hosts the Nickelodeon Awards.
Yeah, he's already
Kids Choice Awards.
He's on that awful Fred movies.
Yeah, he was
on
that
awful Fred movies.
Yeah.
He's done other kid stuff, too.
Yeah.
Plus, who doesn't want a very large man just talking to your kids about how to be a responsible adult?
I mean, because
he could clearly just break you in half, but he's going to talk to you.
He has more Make-A-Wish wishes than any other person in history. It's about like 300 wishes,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Because he's awesome. I mean,
so I like
you gotta love John Cena.
Yeah.
John Cena.
You can't see him.
Yep.
Goes from Massachusetts rapper to Blue's Clues host. What a life.
Yep, and now for a more... now for a more serious event, the Midtown Men.
This is serious. Who are the Midtown Men, Ryan? Is it like the Minutemen?
It is a Broadway thing.
Oh, not a Broadway thing. This one's in Hines Hall, though, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
good. Yeah, it is from April 13th to the 15th, so pretty much all weekend. Yeah, Hines Hall, 600 Penn Ave, downtown Pittsburgh. Direct from Broadway, four stars from the original Broadway cast of Jersey Boys.
Love Jersey Boys.
Great musical. Phenomenal musical.
Yep. reunite to harmonize the hits of the 1960s, the Four Seasons, the Beach Boys, the Beatles, the Motown Sound, and more. Oh, what a night.
Big girls don't cry. Big. Oh, I see what they did there in Oh What a Night, because you go, oh, what a night.
Wow. It's like we're marketing here.
Yep.
We know.
63.
Yep.
Was a very special time to me. I love the Four Seasons. Jersey Boys, I've seen the movie, I've seen the musical live. Phenomenal, phenomenal musical and movie, both of them. The Jersey, or the Four Seasons, who the Jersey Boys is about, phenomenal group. Love the Four Seasons, can sing a lot of their songs. Great group.
So what you're telling me, you're hitting for Broadway?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, man. Well, if you somehow end up on Broadway one day, I will come see you.
All right.
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you just want to go see a Broadway show to begin with? You know, awesome Broadway shows all around. I mean,
yeah, that's very awesome. And we have Mike Shirley watching us.
It's okay. Don't get distracted.
I haven't seen them on Broadway, but I saw them when they came to Pittsburgh 2-3 years ago. I've seen that, and I've seen, what's the other musical we saw? We saw, trying to escape, The Book of Mormon. Hilarious musical. Written by the South Park guys. Insanely messed up. Great music. It's written by the South Park guys and the guy that wrote the music for Frozen.
Are the ones that came up with it.
So it's a phenomenal movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's phenomenal musical.
Alright, yeah.
The only musical I've ever seen that I remember was Avenue Q.
He wrote the music to that.
He did?
Yeah, he wrote the music for Frozen and Book of Mormon wrote the music for that.
Yeah, I know they were closer, because I mean, it's a lot of, like, the same crude humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. Who doesn't love puppets who swear and then badoink-a-doink in the middle of the night?
Yeah, all right. Charles, you want to read the next
I can kind of see it. We got Pittsburgh Earth Day coming up. That's at Market Square. Pittsburgh Earth Day will encompass a multitude of events over the course of the 3-day, including a dirt and dirt. What was dirt and dirt? Oh, dirt to dish. Prefix?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Weinsteining event at Lydia's Pittsburgh. Wait, what? At Lydia's Pittsburgh. The Appalachian Fashion Show at the Pharma Hotel, the Business Breakfast at the Fairmont Hotel, and the Food Truck Roundup on Smithfield Street. Gosh, I butchered all of that. I'm so sorry. I can't ever see it. Other features of the weekend will include live music and earth-friendly vendors in Market Square on booth Friday and Saturday, along with the Great Lakes Brewery's Substantial Sips Bar Crawl. Why does everything have such big names?
I don't know.
I mean, I get it. All right, like, the brewery, Substantial Sips Bar Crawl? That's
yeah.
All right, that's fine. A substantial sip, what is that like? Is that more than, like, a shot? Or like?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's, like, multiple drinks.
Multiple, yeah. I mean, you gotta see, it's like a sampling, you know.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like probably a 6-ounce flute.
Yeah. The one thing I don't get though is the bar crawl.
What? If you've never heard of bar crawls?
You ever heard of a bar crawl?
No.
Okay, so a bar crawl is when
when you crawl to a bar. So like you get on your hands and your knees and you crawl to a bar.
Oh.
Okay. It's called a bar because you know you get hammered so like you can't.
Yeah,
walk.
I mean, because eventually at the end you are actually just crawling to bars. It usually happens on like South Side because bars are literally right next to each other. You just visit each bar that you can and you drink. Have one drink at each bar. Like remember Pokemon Go first came out, like in South Side there was a big like bar crawl for Pokemon Go where like you went to the different bars.
And you have to crawl.
Yeah, you have to crawl, of course, like a Bulbasaur. they each had like Pokemon themed drinks, which is usually like whenever bar crawl events are put together, they have themed drinks and like, you know, they get you there by like with that they put out like a lore so you could catch Pokemon while you were drinking. It's a good time, a bar crawl is. I've never been to one, but I've always heard great things.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what a bar crawl is. Do you have anything else that you're confused about in there? Dirt to dish, maybe? I mean, are they making the dishes out of dirt? See what I think they should do with dishes, right?
Yeah.
Is just put lettuce as the plate.
Yeah, I think what I think by dirt the dish, it may be different, but then what I think of it is like just like clean, like dirty dishes and just clean them and become clean dishes. I don't know.
Dirt the dish is like they're taking organic things and putting them, like they're cooking with organic.
Okay.
That's what it actually is. But I'm just saying, like an alternative to that, so you don't have to do dishes like you were saying, is make every dish.
Do you guys know that Rick Astley is coming here next week?
No, what's going on?
Rick Astley is coming here next week.
Are you
Mr.
Sure?
Small Steve, yeah.
Well, you want to take a second to describe that?
So, Rick Astley, you don't know who that is. Famous singer with a, you know,
famous
Never Gonna Give You
yeah,
Up.
Famous memer.
Never Gonna Let You Down. Never Gonna Fall. He's coming next week. That's pretty crazy.
You gonna go to that, Logan?
I
can't afford it. It's $100.
Oh, my God.
$164 for a ticket. But Pirate tickets on Monday,
$3.
$3?
So Pirate game. Yeah, $3 to get tickets to the Pirate. Is that Book of Mormon? No, the Book of Mormon is not coming back.
He's in shock. He doesn't, like, is it or is it not?
No, Book of Mormon came back.
No, Book of Mormon is gone. Wait, oh no, Book of Mormon has come back. So Book of Mormon's come back too, that's good.
Wait, that can't be
Mr.
right.
Small's Book of Mormon?
This cannot be right.
I mean...
It says Nine Tall, but...
What, like when?
The 16th? 18th? 18th, so what did that... After, is it really coming back next week? And I did not get tickets. I am so upset.
We're just gonna go to like downtown right now and start scalping. Just look for it. Just ask everybody who comes out of Times Hall for a ticket.
Well, my Alexis, my girlfriend, bought me tickets to that when they came here last time, and it was expensive. It was like $100 per ticket.
So it's about the pricing of
yeah, the Book of Mormon's yes. coming April 16th till the 21st.
Get your tickets to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry you can't afford it, Logan, but it's definitely something to...
Yeah, we can start GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Specifically for those tickets. But anyway, go check out Pittsburgh Earth Day. It's a good time, and it will definitely make you appreciate what Mother Earth gives you.
Yeah, it's it's at Market Square.
$200?
$280 each is the Book of Mormon ticket.
Oh, my goodness.
There's like process.
Oh, God. It goes all the way up to $660. All
right, GoFundMe. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Market
geez.
Square, April 18th.
Jeez.
Be there.
Oh, jeez.
And now for... This next event is really more around to the businessy type people.
Yeah, it's Pittsburgh Business Show, man. It's David L. Lawrence Convention Center. The Pittsburgh Business Show is where a bunch of CEOs can come in and the higher-ups in the industries, either associates and such things like that. They all come around, they talk about business and give each other tips, and also if you make a booth there, you have a chance of being discovered. So if you're a small business in the Pittsburgh area and you want to get bought out, go to the Pittsburgh Business Show. Or if you just want to be able to, you know, advertise for yourself, go to the Pittsburgh Business Show. It's a place investors go to find what's great. What?
We got a label on the batteries.
Oh, okay. I had no clue what you were pointing. Okay, yeah, there's a little label. Oh, we found a light. Oh, nope, we went right there. But anyway, so yeah, that's a good show. If you want to get a booth, though, it's a ridiculous price of $3,500 plus electric. So it comes out to about $3,647.
Yeah.
That's if you want a booth, though. But if you're a small business in the Pittsburgh area, go ahead, check it out, get discovered. And if you're a big business in the Pittsburgh area, go ahead, check it out, find some small businesses to eat up.
Yeah.
It's a circle of life, man. Capitalism.
So are there two Heinz Halls here?
No, there's only one.
Because the Book of Mormon and Midtown Men both say, the Book of Mormon says it's at...
Oh, come on, man. It was a ladybug.
Just killed a ladybug. He's wondering what that smack was. But it does.
Wow.
Yeah,
don't even give a proper burial in the trash can.
Oh, I just threw it. Could have landed in the trash can.
You threw it over yonder. The trash can's that way.
Oh, maybe it hit the wall and bounced.
Oh, that's a sick idea. That's a sick trick shot.
What if it was alive still? And it would fly?
No, well, fly away. Away. You're right. But no, maybe are they different show times?
They want to do it at the same time, though, because they got the sets and everything.
I don't know. Heinz Hall might be like two stages.
One says
Heinz Hall, and one says Heinz Hall Sympathy.
So yeah, they might have like an offshoot stage.
Yeah.
I know, like at City Theater, there's the main stage and then there's the B stage. One's smaller than the other.
That's true.
Yeah.
But if it does happen to be in the same venue, then they got a little bit of conflict of interest.
I mean, not really. They're still making a ton of money. They probably just have to.
It won't be. It's not the same thing.
No.
It
yeah.
won't be.
It's
too much. Because they usually have two shows a day.
Yeah. And then you have to tear down sets and you like because the sets are actually built into the stage.
Yeah.
But anyway, Pittsburgh Business Show. Check it out. It's awesome. Oh my God! I don't actually want to go, but I want to get a business there because it's a good place to get discovered.
What day is it?
April 25th and 26th.
Yep, it's today event. There's expected to be 1,200 attendees, all of which have money. So
yeah, it's at the David Lawrence Convention Center downtown.
Yep. But speaking of the upper echelon of society, go and get yourself some cultured cocktails at the Benenum Center. Go and read them all about that.
Yep.
Right, I can't see it's such small print.
Yep, it's April 28th, 7:30 p.m. until midnight.
Jeez, somebody is excited about cocktails.
Yeah, like, hey, whether it's a cocktail drink or a shrimp cocktail, it's still a cocktail.
That's fair. You know, I agree with that. I love shrimp cocktails.
Yeah, I love shrimp cocktails too. So, yeah, it's at the Benenum Center. I already gave the address earlier in the show, so I'm not going to repeat myself. But for cocktail connoisseurs and social sippers alike, the VIP experience offers your palate a new level of sophistication. Vermouth and Sherris, Ports and Madeiras may inhabit the dusty recesses of your home bar, but their stories are a rich tapestry worthy of the resurgence of popularity they are finding in the cultural hotspots of London, Singapore, and New York City. Find out what all the buzz is about at our culture cocktail VIP bar.
Yeah. Let's get some cocktails. Meet some people from around the world. And maybe instead of going home and just continuously drinking your corkscrews, you can maybe start to drink some other fancy drink. Like a lot of these drinks I'm thinking of don't have appropriate names for air. but change up your drinks and meet some cultured people. Or expand your worldviews.
Yep, and if possible, maybe put together a shrimp cocktail.
Yes.
I don't think that's the cocktail.
There will be a shrimp tank, and you can put your hand for $5 into the shrimp tank, take as many shrimp out as you can. And just
it's a shrimp cocktail bar.
Yeah.
So where'd you guys go to? We went to a cocktail bar. Wait, you meant shrimp cocktail? Yeah.
Get
different kinds of shrimp, different kinds of cocktail sauce. We got red cocktail sauce and darker red cocktail sauce and lighter red cocktail sauce.
And sometimes even blue cocktail sauce.
Well, that's just weird.
I know, but it's for your blue shrimp, and then your white shrimp, and then your pink shrimp.
No, you don't
blue
choose
shrimp.
The shrimp color.
You do.
Why would you eat?
No, blue shrimp. There's actually like a blue shrimp. Like
well,
it's not
why would you
blue.
Eat that? That sounds disgusting.
It's a shrimp that's blue. It's the same thing as a pink shrimp.
Yeah, well, no, I disagree because if it was the same thing as a pink shrimp, it'd be pink, wouldn't it?
Alright, you're right. That is fair. Okay.
And the shrimp is baked. It is cooked.
The same. It's actually larger. Okay, so this might be a prawn. A blue prawn. But still, prawns.
Prawns and shrimps are not the same.
Here.
They aren't, but they taste the same.
Here, I'll look it up right now.
Alright, what's next on our list?
Hold on. Besides, you're gonna talk about disgusting, you know, blue shrimp and or prawn. Shrimp inside of them all of the time.
Here's your blue shrimp.
I can't see.
You can see the blue.
I can't see the screen. I still can't see.
All right.
Ridiculous.
Yep. And there's
so maybe some cultured cocktails. Maybe start off a shrimp cocktail bar. That would be interesting to have.
Yeah.
It's a new thing to hit the scene. But make sure to give Ryan credit and like 50% now 20% of profits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. This last event that we have here is actually still a few weeks away, but it's for Cinco de Mayo, and it's officially called Cinco de Derby. Yes.
Woo.
Pittsburgh.
Well, I assume this includes horses.
Yeah. Pittsburgh State Paper presents Cinco de Derby. That sounds like a very fun, interesting name.
I mean, yeah, like I said, I assume horses.
Yeah. May 5th, except this is actually not a horse race. This is actually at Rivers Casino.
Hey, man. It could still be a horse race. Rivers Casino. There's betting on horse races. It might just be a video.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's May 5th. 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
All the good times go gambling.
Yep. Rivers Casino, 777 Casino Drive in downtown Pittsburgh.
Okay, so, like, hold on. Just real quick. What's the address for the casino? It's at 777 Casino Drive. But is there anyone else on Casino Drive? Because I feel like they made specifically Casino Drive.
They made
Rivers
that
Casino.
4-3.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, like, so is there anyone else on Casino Drive?
No.
Yeah, so why is it just, I guess 7. Okay, lucky number 7.
It's supposed to be a road.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know it's a road. I'm saying, like, why does it need a specific address? But I get the 777
thing. Because what is Melman going to do to find it?
Just do, like, 1 instead of 777. But like I said, I get it.
777 is funny. It's ironic.
It's a it's not ironic. It's a casino.
Yeah.
It
yeah,
just level goes
sevens, with, triple sevens.
Yeah, it's not ironic. That just goes with it.
It's ironic.
No, ironic would be like a 666
because
it's unlucky.
The
That's
irony.
No, irony would be the 666.
No, casinos are unlucky.
No, casinos are lucky.
Casinos are not unlucky.
Casinos are
lucky. Who wins money going to the casino?
A lot of people. Not a lot of money, but a lot of people.
I disagree. All
right, well, yeah. Then go into a casino with pennies in your
There's
body.
A reason
you
those things
pennies.
Are in business, because if everybody went there and won money because they were lucky, then those places
I mean, you still
business.
Win money. You don't win as much money as you spend.
Okay, but if everybody wins money, if everybody wins money, that means the casino will be losing money every
no,
day.
No, because if everybody... All right, so this way.
Because if everybody wins money, that means they'll be walking out with more money that they brought in.
No,
which means the casino would have to give people those money. Oh, I mean, that money's not just going to pop out of nowhere.
No, because this is how you still win money. You go in, you spend $10, you come out with $5. So you won $5 back.
But you lost $5.
Yeah, but you still won money.
But you no, you did it. You lost $5.
No,
you
won.
You knew
it's
crap.
It's the rush of the win. It's a whole science.
It's the rush of losing $5. You didn't win anything. You lost.
Like, no, because you spent the $10 and you're like, all right, this is my last pull on the slot machine. So you pull. $5 comes down and you're like, yes, I won. And you walk out.
You lost $5. You did not win.
You don't think that you lost $5
in all right, right, right,
you
right,
lost
right,
bigger
right.
Less and it's not winning.
All right.
Like I said, it's quote unquote a lucky place to go. So that's why the 777s make sense.
Yeah.
It's not ironic. 666
is ironic.
No, it's not.
All right.
My God,
irony.
You're a comm major. You know these things.
Irony. I do know these things. You're just wrong.
Whoa.
Not wrong.
All right. Well, let's get to what the event is about before you guys go back and just
oh,
pay your hat.
This topic.
I mean, I really don't care. I'm not a heated kind of person. I'm going to argue with you with pointless anyway. So I've talked to enough people.
All right. What happens when the Kentucky Derby and Single de Mayo fall on the same day?
Single de Derby.
Yeah, that's
oh,
right. That's right. Single de Derby.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Wear your splendid, most splendid, and your finest dreads for this one, folks. Pittsburgh State Paper is bringing the Derby experience to Pittsburgh. General admission, $55. VIP admission, $90.
Jesus, what do you get for VIP admission?
I honestly, God, don't know. Event features: open bar. Food and drink, an outdoor game, quote, or semi-quote, gaming tent, where you can bet on the Derby. All proceeds go to the Children's Hospital Free Care Fund. Best hat contest, live music, bluegrass and mariachi, the Kentucky Derby and all the big screens in the drum bar. Kentucky Derby and Single de Mayo food experience, specialty mint juleps and margaritas.
What is a mint julep? Could you look that up?
Yeah, sure.
Because I hear the name. It's a fun name.
It's a drink.
Yeah, I know it's a drink, but like I don't know like exactly what it is. Like it sounds fun though, which is nice. Oh, okay. What's in that? Because it has the mint sprigs. No, what's in that, Ryan?
Mint julep is a mixed alcohol drink and cocktail consisting primarily of bourbon, water, crushed or shaved ice, and fresh mint.
Oh, okay. That's easy. So it's just bourbon, mint bourbon.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, that sounds pretty nice.
Sounds like a and look at the images I'm looking here. It looks like to be a very classy drink.
Oh yeah, of course. It's called a mint julep.
Yeah.
It's not like a. What's it called? What do I want to say? Erotic thing on the beach. That's not a classy drink.
Tastes
great though.
Or a Long Island iced tea.
It's also not classy, but it works.
Of course it works. It's just every alcohol thrown into one glass.
Yeah, it works.
For $2.
Yeah.
All right.
Or Jeff has my $2 rum or $1 rum and cokes.
What's the one I'm trying to think of? The celery stick in it?
What are those? Those are Bloody Marys.
Bloody Marys.
That's a classic drink. That's
my dad drinks is not classy.
Okay, so that's how we're going to determine
classy. That's how I determine classy.
Right, that's
not a classy
fair.
Person.
All right. I mean, but you also got to think, like, a Bloody Mary is like a meal, though. Because, like, you get the celery, and, like, it depends on where you're, like,
some places put chicken wings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's definitely not classy if you're putting chicken
that's
wings.
That's true. A lot of places anymore, they do put, like, chicken wings, really big pieces of shrimp. So, like, it's a meal, though. So, like, you order yourself a Bloody Mary. You're good for your entree.
Yeah.
And plus, you get to lose with it, so.
Yeah.
But it's nothing compared to mint julep or margarita. Slightly refreshing on the riverfront. Except the river is probably not going to look too great.
Corona on ice.
Just
plain old Corona on ice. We're talking about a drink that goes good on the beach. Corona on ice. There we go.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean by Corona on ice?
Like the beer?
Yeah, no, I know that, but I'm saying, like, are you putting Corona in a glass of ice?
No, I was thinking more of a bucket with ice.
Okay,
and there are bottles of Corona sticking out.
And then every dollar you lose, a Corona gets its line. That's a lot of limes.
Yeah. And now,
I have something to ask. So you know what a derby hat is, right?
Yeah.
All right. What would your derby hat be? For, like, the Kentucky Derby.
Oof, my Kentucky Derby hat. Well.
Like you gotta be loud and proud.
What kind of thing?
Like, first of all, give me the color of your hat.
Probably black.
Black Hat?
Yeah.
I guess classy. Boring, but classy. What else will be on your hat? How big is it?
Medium to large size?
Medium to large. All right, we're going to need inches here, man. Like, yeah, I mean, you're doing a thing above your head, but that's, like, not healthy for the people listening.
Here, how about, yeah, in terms of diameter-wise,
well, I just wanted height, man.
All right.
The exact specifications of this hat.
The circumference of this hat.
15 inches.
15
inches.
Oh, sorry, we're like an Abe Lincoln-esque hat.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. All right, how wide?
Oof.
Like the brim.
Probably 7 inches?
Seven? That's not that much, man. Like, you mean, all right, seven all around, but still, seven, okay. That's a very tall hat for only 7 inches. Okay, anything on this hat?
Maybe a metal protective layer in case I end up falling on this derby.
Okay, what are you planning on doing, man? Too many mint juleps or something?
A metal protective. So you're gonna be walking around with a big metal sheet, you psycho.
Yeah, and then you're just gonna be like headbutting. Like, if you're gonna fall too, this hat's gonna fall off. I don't think it's gonna protect your head.
Oh,
like,
man.
Are you gonna have a chin strap?
They don't make hats with metal protective. You'd be the only person in the world that would have a hat like that.
Hey, man, he's rich. He's going to the derby. I mean.
Besides, though, Gregory Polanco had a solo home run, so the Pirates are leading the Cubs 1-0.
Oh, that game's going on right now.
Good stuff.
Awesome.
Okay,
that's Chicago's first with Ryan Giacobbe.
All right. Chicago's with Ryan
Giacobbe. Yeah, the Pirates unfortunately lost yesterday, which was kind of disappointing. But
you never asked me what my derby hat would be.
Well, I was waiting for him to, like, is that all of your derby hat?
That's all my derby hat.
What's your derby hat, Morgan? Like, I was going to go around the table.
You've seen Abraham, you ever hear of a guy, Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah, we just talked about him with his hat.
Did you ever see his hat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with my black and gold pirate pinstripe hat.
Okay. Good.
Nice.
I like that. Real left field kind of joke there. I'll give it to you. I'm going to be rich, right? So I'm going to have a huge hat. I'm talking like 43 inches in diameter.
All right.
Like, so it covers my shoulders. It's floppy as heck. All right. It's purple. It is about 7 inches tall, feathers all around, and probably a bird cage right in the center.
Why a bird cage?
Because I'm going to put a bird in there.
What kind of bird?
I'm thinking African parrot.
An African parrot.
All right, so let's get this straight. Let's just go around the room and see what everyone's going to look like at this Kentucky Derby. Ryan's going to look like a psycho who thinks the world's about to end because he got a big metal sheet on his head.
Aliens are coming.
You might look more psychotic because there's a bird in your head.
Hey, man.
And I'm going to look like a stereotypical drunk yinzer at the Kentucky Derby like I don't belong yet.
But that's why you go to Rivers Casino. That's why we all go to Rivers Casino. We're accepted.
Yeah.
And as long as we're spending money, they don't care.
Except we would not be accepted. We would be kicked out.
Nah, I feel like they've got my burden.
Just wait until you get to the front door.
Yeah, I know. And then once we get
you can't get kicked out before the front door.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. What, I mean, they won't validate your parking.
Yeah, but isn't that usually around the front door?
Oh, no, that's right. Maybe they won't let you park. Put it that way.
Ah, yeah, they won't let you in the gate. That
could be somewhere they could kick you out.
That might be the front door of the parking lot, though.
Yep.
So once again, since we just talked about sports real quick, I'm going to recap the game real quick. The slaughter from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia, it's probably going to be a 4-game sweep, I'm not going to lie.
In case you missed it, the Pittsburgh Penguins started their playoff run last night. They took on the Philadelphia Flyers at PPG Paints Arena, where the Pens gave the Flyers a very brutal beating.
I just want to say you knew the Yinzers were there because with a minute 20 seconds left with 7-0, at least half the stadium has left to avoid traffic. So that's how you know it's a true Pittsburgh game.
Yep. It was a 7-0 blowout, so which was very exciting to watch.
Yep. And so on that note, we're going to thank our sponsor one more time with Rooftop Parties. Go party on a rooftop and or porch top, preferably a flat one so you don't slip off. But if you do slip off, hey, it's a party.
Yes.
Why not? You probably had some... mint juleps and or margaritas and or Bloody Marys, so you're not going to feel it anyway. But until next week,
yes.
Go party hard.
Yeah, one more thing.
Party on,
next week is our last show. Next week is our last show of the semester, so Charles and I will be announcing a new time for the fall, because we will be back on the air in the fall.
Yippee.
Yep.
Yes, I'm so excited.
I'm beyond thrilled.
All right, so we got to end here. Thank you to Logan for joining us on the show today.
Of course, thanks for having me.
No problem. And we will talk to you guys next week for the last show of the year.
Toodaloo. Mm-hmm.